in a similar vein to how we did last week. In other words, we're going to be kind of working in towards kind of rooting and grounding and kind of getting that feeling of strength and vitality for these kind of cooler autumnal months that are coming in, so that our immune system is strengthened and our foundation is nice and solid too. So I'd like us just to take a comfortable seat in any upright seated position that works for you. And if you need a prop underneath, hello. If you need a prop underneath your sitting bones, then pop something underneath there so that you can tilt your pelvis forward slightly and lengthen up out with a nice long spine. And then when you're settled, and just allowing your hands to rest on your knees or your thighs. Closing your eyes. And just beginning to feel into your body. So noticing your starting point tonight. Trying to let the spine fall into its natural curves. Perhaps drawing the navel back slightly to support the lumbar, anchoring the floating ribs, but letting the heart stay buoyant, letting the shoulder blades release down into the back and more centrally towards the spine, but without squeezing the shoulder blades too much. Let the collarbones spread. Let the chin be parallel to the floor, and drawing the sides of the neck back slightly so it feels as though the center point of your ears are hovering right over your sitting bones. And then initially just feeling into your body, noticing how the physical layer of your being is feeling this evening. So noticing immediately if there's spaces talking to you that feel tight or tender, if there's spaces that aren't happy being still and want to fidget and move around. And then allowing your awareness to settle on the breath and watching the breath moving in and out of the body, slowly and gently, smoothly and evenly through the nose, unless of course you're a little nasally, and if that's the case, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Just breathing smoothly. And we're going to begin our practice tonight with 5 rounds of Viloma Pranayama. I'm going to talk you into the first 2 rounds and then let you do the last 3 by yourself. So just watching your next exhalation flow out of the body completely, so you're emptying as completely as you can. And as you next begin to inhale, just fill up your belly and then pause. Sip in a little bit more and expand your ribs and pause. Fill all the way up to your collarbones and pause. And then a long, slow, smooth exhalation, like it's trickling out of the body. As you next begin to inhale, just the belly is expanding, and then a little hover with the breath. Drink in a little more and expand the midsection of the lungs and hover again. Fill all the way up to your collarbones and hover. And exhale, a smooth, lengthy exhale, emptying completely before beginning the cycle all over again. I'd love for you to take 3 more rounds in your own time. So you're breathing in a 3-part breath, taking a little hover in between each section, and then allowing your exhalation to smoothly flow out so that you're empty before you begin the next round. And once those three rounds are complete, and if you're still working with Valoma Pranayama, then don't rush, take your time. But once those three rounds are done, let's bring our hands into Anjali Mudra, prayer position, in front of the heart space. As you next inhale, let's push the palms out to the sides to about shoulder height. Open the span of the collarbones. And exhale, bring the palms back to Anjali Mudra in front of the heart. Inhale and open. And exhale, bring awareness back to your center. This time, as we inhale and open, we're going to push the palms out. But as we exhale, we're going to mentally exhale the pranava om, bringing the hands back to the heart. We're going to do that two more times. So expanding and opening as you inhale. And with awareness, the pranava om as you exhale. Just one more time. Allowing the hands to settle there. And in our class last week, we set our intention for our practice to dedicate the practice to ourselves, to move with mindfulness. And dedicate the practice just to us, observing what we needed from the practice and what we needed to bring into our lives in a positive way. So tonight I'd love us to set the intention for our practice to be a dedication for someone else in need. So maybe just considering the elements of our practice, this strengthening, rooting, and grounding, and bringing into your mind's eye someone who perhaps is in need of those positive qualities. Somebody perhaps who is feeling challenges in their life and isn't perhaps feeling too much on an even keel. And as you see their image in your mind's eye, I'd love for you to take full deep breaths, allowing each breath to breathe strength and stability into their universe. And as we flow tonight, I'd love for you to remember this intention so that even if you're feeling challenged, even if you're feeling like you want to give up on the practice or stop at times, then just try to not stop, but maybe ease back. Remember this intention and allow it to guide you through the flow of the practice. Let's interlace the fingers together now and push the palms away as you exhale. Inhale, let's push the palms up to the sky, anchor the shoulders down into the back. As you exhale, burst the palms out. Interlace the fingers again behind your lower back. Try not to lean forwards, but inhale and lift the heart, lift the arms away from the back. And exhale, bring the palms back in front of the heart space. We're going to do that breath of joy one more time. Pressing the heels of the hands together as you inhale. Take the opposite interlace as you exhale and push the palms forwards. Inhale, extending up to the sky, anchor the floating ribs, and exhale, burst the arms open. Inhale, lift the arms, and exhale, burst the arms open, hands back in front of the heart space, gently opening the eyes if they're closed. And let's change the crisscross of the legs if the legs are crisscrossed. Let's take the arms out to the sides And as you inhale, we're going to bring the arms all the way up and over. And as we exhale, we're going to twist to our left. So bringing right hand to right knee or left knee if you want to deepen the twist. But keep that right hip rolling back, the left hip rolling forwards, the navel drawn back to the spine and the heart buoyant. Looking back towards your left fingers. Take a full breath in, and on the exhale, just turn the head and look back into the center of the room. Inhale, bring the arms up. And exhale, we're going to twist to the right. Keeping the pelvis steady by drawing the outer left hip slightly back. Engaging the navel so that you can root down and begin to twist from your navel area. As you inhale, take a full breath. And on the exhale, turn to look into the center of the room. Inhale, bring the arms up. And as we exhale, we're going to fold forwards to any degree. So it might be a full fold, forehead towards the floor. You might just want to prop yourself up onto your fingertips and feel the length along the spine. As you keep the navel engaged and extend the heart space forwards. As you inhale, gently rolling yourself up, tucking chin to chest. We're going to change the crisscross of the legs just so that we work into the hips equally. And do that twisting sequence once again. So taking the arms out as you inhale, bringing the arms up, twisting left as you exhale. Keep the pelvis steady, the heart lifting, the shoulders moving down away from the ears. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, turn to look into the center of the room. Take an in-breath. Bring the arms back up. And as you exhale, let's twist to the right. Feeling as though with the twist that it's almost like that wringing out action. If you've got a kind of wet dishcloth and you start to wring it out, it begins to get longer. So allow the spine to kind of wring out any tension from the spine and allow yourself to lengthen up to the sky. As you next exhale, looking into the center of the room. Inhale, bringing the arms up. And as you exhale, fold. Taking a full in-breath and out-breath here. And then slowly rolling yourself all the way up. And then you're going to push yourself forwards, bringing yourself over onto hands and knees. Taking anything that you need to make your knees more comfortable or rolling the end of your mat back so that you've got some support for the heels of the hands, letting your fingertips stay on the floor. So you've got a little wedge there to take the stretch out of the wrists if it's needed. Setting yourself up so you're nice and square. The fingers are spreading out. And imagining like your fingertips have got little sucker cups on the end, a bit like Spider-Man hands. So you're sucking energy up through the pads of the fingers, the heel of the hand, and letting the center of your palm just slightly lift. Walk your knees back so that they're right underneath the hips. And we're just going to begin to circle the torso. So it's just limbering up and lubricating the wrists, the shoulders, the hips and the knees. And if you want to make your circles bigger, feel free to rock your bum back all the way towards your heels. The facial muscles nice and soft, and as you next exhale and rock the hips back, just pause for a moment in an extended child's pose, and then we're going to switch the direction. So bringing yourself up and circling the opposite way around, feeling as though you're inhaling for half your circle and exhaling for the other half.
Good. Well done. And then bringing yourself up to find that stability again over all fours. We're going to take our right hand now and reach it out to the side and up to the sky as you inhale. And as you exhale, we're going to feed it behind left wrist, bringing right shoulder and cheek down onto the floor. You can walk your left hand out a little bit so it's at kind of eye level, and have that left arm at a right angle. So the upper arm and forearm at a right angle, elbows kind of pointing slightly up to the sky. If you want to stretch out the leg a little bit, you can take that left leg and stretch it straight back behind you. Keep the navel drawn in to keep yourself stable. Point the left toes down to the floor and spread out the ball and the heel. One long line, all the way from ankle to shoulder. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's place the knee back down on the floor. Press into the hand, and as you inhale, bring the right arm out and place it on the floor again. We're going to take that little threading the needle stretch to the other side. So let's take left hand out as you inhale. As you exhale, pass it through behind right wrist, bringing yourself down onto the shoulder, onto the cheek. Sit pressing into the palm to keep yourself stable. And if you want to extend the leg, then go ahead and reach the leg back, keeping it in engaged, keeping yourself centered with the navel drawing in. Great. Then on your next exhale, lower the knee down, press into the hand, and inhale, press yourself all the way up. And we're just going to offer our heart space to the earth. So walk your hands out a little wider than shoulder width, particularly if you've got tight shoulders, and keep your knees underneath your hips, and just allow your heart to melt to the earth. So you want to be feeling here in the upper arms like you're rolling the inner upper arm towards the outer upper arm. And if your breastbone naturally comes down to touch the earth, then you can think about extending your chin forward so you're stretching and opening the throat. But you don't want to definitely be feeling anything in the back of your neck, so no pinching there. So if you are feeling any pinching, just let your forehead release onto the floor. Great, and thinking about those Spider-Man hands again, spread them out. And as you inhale, just draw yourself all the way up and forwards again to an all fours position. We're going to take our right leg now and bring it forwards of the left and wrap it around. That's it. Widen out your ankles, and you're going to walk your hands back so that you can sit down into that space created between your ankles. If you want to sit on a block or a blanket, then that's okay. Sometimes what I quite like to do is press my hands down into my feet, lift myself up again a little bit, and then lower down so that I make sure I'm on both sitting bones. Because you don't want to let that right hip not be down, so you really want to press that right bone down. If it's bothering anybody's hips or knees, you can always extend that left leg directly out ahead of you if you like to as well. Just going to work into this outer right hip a little bit. So let's start by just taking, interlacing the fingers kind of on the underside of the right knee and drawing the navel back a little bit as you inhale. Just draw the knee up towards the navel. Great. And then gently releasing the leg. Let's take the arms out to the side. And as you inhale, bring the arms up. And as you exhale, you're going to fold out to any degree. So you might just have your hands cupped around the front of that right knee and bow. You might place your hands on the floor. But again, try to keep your sitting bones anchored and the heart extending. Good. As you inhale, gently walk your hands all the way up. And we're going to take that leg back around and come back onto all fours and do the same thing on the other side. So just opening the hip. So left leg in front of right, part the ankles, walk yourself back into Gomukhasana legs. And if you need to stretch out the right leg underneath, then that's okay. But on your next inhale, just draw the knee upwards towards the chest and navel. And exhaling, just let it release into the place. And as you inhale, lifting the heart. And as you exhale, folding forwards to any degree that gives you the best stretch into your lower back without it tugging or pulling or without any force. Just allowing the breath to move freely, no gritted teeth. And then as you next inhale, bringing yourself gently up, we're going to swish that top leg around and bring ourselves back over onto all fours. We're going to bring the knees into touch. So knees are together now in this all fours position. We're going to take our right hand out just a little bit wider so the wrist isn't right underneath the shoulder. And you're going to take your left leg directly back behind you. Engage the leg. So spread the toes, push through the ball and the heel. And then we're going to take our weight onto the right hand, right knee, as we take our left arm up to the sky. Revolve the left hip over the right. So now the left toes are pointing to the left edge of your mat. Into this kneeling version of Adho Chandrasana. And you might be pleased to hear we're using Adho Chandrasana in the practice a little bit later. So just a nice way of engaging the same muscles with a little bit more stability. For those who want to work a little bit harder, keep this position. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, pulse the left knee towards your navel. Inhale, shoot the leg back. And exhale, squeeze the knee to navel. Inhale, take it back. And exhale, squeeze knee to navel. Lovely. This time inhale and shoot the leg back. And we're going to lower that leg down so the sole of the foot is on the floor. So as you look down now, you've got your right toes pointing through the left arch of the foot. Turn the left hand to the front of the mat and then bring the arm alongside the ear, but you're wanting to squeeze the shoulders down into the back away from the ear. So we've got a lovely diagonal from left fingertips to outer left foot. Keep the tailbone moving into the body, the navel engaged. Take an in-breath and turn to look up to the sky if you're steady. And as you exhale, turn to look down towards your right thumb. Inhale, turning to look up. And exhale, turning to look down. Inhale, looking up. And as you next exhale, bring the gaze and that top hand down onto the floor and come back into your kind of all fours position, but knees together. We're going to do exactly the same on the other side. So stepping your left hand out a little bit wider, out to the left edge of your mat. And then shooting your right leg back behind you. Engage the leg, power it up, make it nice and strong as you really spread into the toes and into the ball of the foot. And then you can begin to take the weight onto the left hand, reaching your right hand straight up. So we've got one long line, wrist to wrist. As we hover here in this prep for Adho Chandrasana. So for those who want to work their core a little bit more, take an in-breath and really radiate through the hands and the feet. And as you exhale, squeeze the right knee into the navel. Inhale, push the leg back. And exhale, squeeze it in. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale, stretch it back. And as you exhale, lower the sole of the foot down onto the floor. And then bring the top arm alongside the ear. So we've got that lovely diagonal again. Reach through the very ends of your fingers. Revolve the right side of your chest up to the sky. Draw the tail in. Inhale and look up. Exhale, turn to look down. Inhale, looking up. And exhale, turn to look down. Inhale. And on the exhale, bring the hand and the knee back down onto the floor. Walking the hands in a little bit closer, spreading out your fingers, tucking the toes under, and let's press back to downward facing dog as we exhale. Feel free to give the hips a little wiggle, a little bit of a shimmy. Pedal out the heels, give the head a little shake. Get yourself steady. Then stepping the feet together on the midline of the mat. As you inhale, you're going to take your right leg and lift it straight up to the sky. Press down into your hands. Lift through your lower belly. And I'd love for you to begin to lift from the front of the hip. So you're lifting from the hip crease as well as the back of the leg. Look at your toes. Try to keep the outer right thigh rolling in towards the inner thigh so that you're keeping your hips nice and level. Great, take an in-breath. As you exhale, squeeze knee to navel, place the foot between the hands, lower the back knee down onto the floor. Let's bring the hands up onto the front knee, and we're just gonna stabilize the pelvis first of all. So one hand on the tailbone, one hand just below the navel, so the pubic abdomen. Draw the tail in, draw the navel up, then allow yourself to sink a little bit into the lunge so you're feeling that stretch up the left hip flexor. As you inhale, let's take the arms out and exhale, bring the palms together. You're going to bring your right elbow on top of the left, either giving yourself a little hug or double wrapping for Garudasana Eagle Arms. Anchor the shoulders down into the back. Lift the elbows off the chest, push the forearms away from the face, keep that pelvic stability, and then just as though you're climbing up your spine with the breath, begin to lift up, and if you can, lift the heart, the gaze, and the elbows towards the sky. Great, take an in-breath, come back up to center, burst the arms open as you exhale. Inhale, bring the palms up. And as you exhale, coming into an easy twist, bringing left elbow to the top or the outside of right knee. Make a little fist with your left hand. Press the right hand down onto the top. So you're using the hand like a lever. You're pressing your right knee into the elbow, but you're leaning back. Think of cobra upper body. So it's like you're trying to get your belly off your thigh and lean back, rolling open. Good. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, gently unwind both hands down to the floor. Let's lift the back knee, just stretching out the hamstring there with a nice gentle lunge. So nice easy breaths here. Thinking about the four movements of lunge with the right shin pushing forwards, the left heel reaching back, the outer right hip dropping down, but the front of that left thigh lifting up. Good. Taking one more full breath with the heart expanding forwards, a nice smiley face looking at me. Good. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's step back to downward facing dog. Great. So feel free to have a little shimmy if you need it. We're going to do that on the other side. So as you inhale, feet together, left leg lifts to the sky.
ground through the hands, but support through the navel. Can you see the toes? Are they all spreading? Have we got a nice balanced pelvis? Take an in-breath, squeeze knee to navel and place the foot gently between the hands. Lower the back knee down. One hand to pubic abdomen, one hand to tail. Just begin to draw the tail in as the navel lifts up. Do you want a blanket, Andrea? Are you okay? It's okay. Oh, okay. Just a dodgy bit on the knee. Okay, good. Take the arms out as you inhale. As you exhale, bring the arms together. And this time, left elbow on top. Double wrap or a little hug. Either or. So drawing the shoulder blades down, lifting the elbows up and pressing the forearms away. Keep that pelvic stability really important, so keep the navel really drawing back. And I did a workshop with Liz Lark on Saturday, and she called, and I thought this was great, thinking about your navel like a press stud. So if you press it back, just like a little press stud into your spine. So keep that stability, and then begin to lift up like you're climbing with the breath up the spine, lifting into a gentle back bend if it's appropriate for you. If not, you can just keep that kind of upright torso. Lovely. Take an in-breath, coming back to center. Exhale, burst the arms open, bring the arms up. And we're going to make a gentle twist, right elbow towards outer left knee, or balancing on the top is just fine, but make a little fist. Press down with the hand to enable you to use that like a little lever so that you can twist a little bit more. But try not to just collapse the belly and chest onto that front thigh, lifting up and away so that top shoulder is really rolling back. Great, take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's unravel, hands to the floor, coming into a low lunge, so lifting that back knee, taking a few easy breaths, but considering those four movements of lunge. So forwards with the front shin, back with the back heel, down with the outside of the left hip, but lifting right thigh strongly up away from the floor and heart extending forwards. Lovely, everybody. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, step back to downward facing dog. Great. So with your next in-breath, you're going to take one big step or little baby steps, or float the feet in between the hands to the top of your mat. As you get there, begin to extend and gather some length. And as you exhale, fold and bow through the crown of the head. Really root down now through the feet. We talked about having those sucker things on the hands with Spider-Man hands earlier on. So think about the feet now. Really root down through the mound of the big toe, the mound of the baby toe, and either side of the back heel. So you've got almost like a little triangle of energy pressing down so the arches can lift strongly. As you root there with bent knees or straight legs, take an in-breath, push the heart forwards and begin to rise all the way up to the sky, taking the arms all the way up. And as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart space. Standing at the top of your mat, and I think everybody looks like they've got enough room, but just make sure you can take your arms out freely. So as you inhale, take the arms out, around, and back up to the sky. Good, turn the palms out, and as you exhale, we're going to begin to fold and bow, swan diving over the legs. Let the neck really release. Bend your knees, extend your sit bones to the back edge of your mat, sweep the arms forwards and lift the torso up into fierce pose or Utkatasana, chair pose. Take a little peek down and look at your toes. Make sure you can still see your toes. If you can't, extend your pelvis back a little bit further. Use that press stood action with the navel and keep the heart space climbing and reaching to the sky. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, we're going to twist towards our right. So bringing left elbow to the outside of right knee, make that little lever again. Bottom hand is in a little fist, top hand, palm pressing down on the fist. Now just watch the knees don't kind of spring apart. That left knee is going to want to creep forward. So keep drawing the outer edge of the left hip back. As you roll the top shoulder open, just like in a cobra, almost upper back. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, just begin to fold forwards over the legs once again. Inhaling, coming up halfway, and exhale, fold and bow. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold and bow. Toe heel the feet, hips distance apart. Bend your knees if you need to, but take a little yogi toe lock around the big toe. So using thumbs, middle and index fingers, grab a hold. As you inhale, begin to extend the heart space forwards. Really important to keep the navel engaged there. Squeeze the shoulders into the back. And as you exhale, begin to flare your elbows out to the sides as you allow yourself to fold deeper into the forward fold. Keep the shoulders really squeezing up into the back. Bend your knees if you need to. And I'd love for you to feel as though your inner thighs are rolling in to the center seam and rolling back behind you, so you can feel those sit bones getting nice and wide. As you inhale, you can release the big toes, look forwards halfway. And you're going to slide your left leg directly back behind you. So left leg directly back. Take a little bit more weight onto the right hand. And as you inhale, the left hand is going to go straight up to the sky. And as you exhale, you're going to feed that hand behind the back of the right shin. So as you inhale, taking the left hand up, opening into a gentle twist, and exhale, bringing the hand behind the shin. Great. Inhale and open. This time, exhale, the hand just comes down onto the floor, so the hands are either side of that right foot. Work towards straightening the right leg and pushing off the ball of the back foot, so the back heel is lifted, the heart's extended forwards, and we're lifting the outer right hip up and back into space. And breathe. Great. We're going to soften that right knee a little. Swivel the back heel down onto your mat. You're going to reach into the center of the room towards me with your left hand. And as you inhale, bring yourself up into Virabhadrasana 2. Warrior 2 position. Good. Widen your stance if you need to. Slide the back leg back a little bit. Great. Let's just lift the ball of that right foot off the floor. So we're just on the heel. Sink the hips a couple of inches. And then lower the ball of the foot. Good. Keep reaching with the back hand. Lower the back hand to back thigh and press the back thigh into the hand. Turn the front palm up as we inhale. Reach up, and as we exhale, bend like a willow tree to the back of your mat. Beautiful. Inhale, coming up to warrior two. And then as you exhale, bring the hands together again as we had them just in front of the chest. We're going to come into Garudasana arms once again. So right elbow on the top, a hug or a double wrap if that's appropriate for you. Good. So the heart is facing the left edge of your mat. Keep that right knee rolling open to the right edge of your mat, so your baby toe. As you inhale, revolve the chest and the torso to the front of your mat towards right knee. We're going to fold a little bit halfway forwards with the torso. Stepping up and moving into Virabhadrasana 3 with eagle arms. Engage the navel. Really work that left leg. Good. Now very steadily, without touching down if we can, we're going to come all the way up to a standing Garudasana. So wrap that left leg around right. Squeeze the legs together. Good. If you feel like you can take a little bow, then begin to lower your belly to your thighs. Keep squeezing. Great.
going to unravel the hands and place the hands down onto the floor. We're going to shoot that left leg straight back. Walk the right hand out so that the fingers are lined up more with the baby toe side. And then we're going to open into Ardha Chandrasana. So taking the left hand up to the sky, rolling the left hip over the right, engaging the leg. Remember how powerful the leg was when we were doing the kneeling variation. Let's work towards powering it up again now. For those who want a little bit more challenge, bend both knees, squeeze the heel into the butt with the left heel, grab hold with the left hand, and then work towards taking that top bind. And if you're really steady, you can take the hand to the heart, the right hand to the heart. Good, well done everyone. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, release the bind if you're holding the ankle. Bring the left hand to the floor. Square up the pelvis. And then lift that left leg strongly to the sky. Walk your fingers in a little closer towards the right leg into a standing split. Good. Are you okay, Sandy? Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bring the leg down, feet together, look forwards, and as you exhale, fold and bow. Inhale, look forwards, and exhale, fold and bow. Inhale, looking forwards. As you exhale, toe heel the feet a little wider apart. Grab hold of the big toes. Just as we did before, a deeper forward bend, Padangasthasana, just folding gently, bent knees or straight legs. But the main thing to remember here is the navel action. Keep the navel engaged and keep the shoulders squeezing up the back. That's it. Good. That's it. Woo! Okay. Good. So just allowing your neck to lengthen. Lovely. Let's release the big toes as you inhale. Look forwards, halfway up. And as you exhale, fold and bow. Toe heel the feet a little closer together. As you inhale, sink the butt, sweep the arms forward, sitting down into chair pose, fierce pose. Extend your sit bones back. Activate the navel. Can you still see all those little 10 pinkies as you look down, or do you need to shift your pelvis back? Good. Really reach the heart up. Take the arms back, back, back. Good. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart, in front of the heart. We're twisting, people. Twisting towards the left. Good. Okay. Great. Wishful thinking, trying to make me miss out this little twist. Okay, so sink your butt down a little bit if you can, and keep drawing the outer side of that right hip back a little bit more. That's it. Lift the belly off the thighs again, as we did in that kneeling twist. Nice. Take an in-breath. Now you can release into a forward fold. Good. As you inhale, look up, halfway. Good, and as you exhale, we're going to slide the right leg this time directly back behind us. So coming into this lunging position. So walking your left hand a little bit further out, and as you inhale, you're going to take your right hand up to the sky. And as you exhale, passing the hand just behind the shin. So as you inhale, really lift and radiate, open to the windows, and exhale, and bring the hand behind. Good. Inhale, open out. Good. Exhale, hand to the floor. Work towards straightening front leg. Lift the back heel and push off the ball of the back foot. As you push the heart space forwards, but remember those shoulders. You don't want the shoulders sneaking up towards the ears. So keep the shoulders actively pressing down, rooted into the mid-back. Keep the neck lovely and long so your being encouraged to feel the length of the spine right from the crown of the head through to the tailbone. On your next exhale, you're going to micro bend the front knee, anchor the back heel down. Reach into the center of the room with the right hand, and as you inhale, just like a rainbow, drawing with your right hand as you lift yourself all the way up to Vira 2. Let's get to find a little bit more space in the hip. So without losing the lunge on the front foot, just lift the ball of the foot. Sink the hips a couple of inches, then lower the ball of the foot. Lovely. And keep reaching back through those left fingertips. As you inhale, spread and open the heart. As you exhale, bring the elbows together, and this time left elbow over right, hug or Garudasana arms. Well done, everybody. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, the torso rotates to the front edge of your mat. Bow forwards a little, and you're going to take the weight onto that strong front leg and step all the way up into Virabhadrasana 3 with Garudasana arms. Radiate through the back leg. Good, now see if we can do this nice and steadily without touching down, coming up towards a full Garudasana, so wrapping the leg over. Good, and breathe. Bowing, if you need to, squeeze everything in. Squeeze the legs together. Good, and we're going to take the hands down. Shoot that right leg back. And then begin to take the right hand up to the sky, rolling right hip over left. Really engaging through that lifting leg into Ardha Chandrasana. And for those who want to bind and go a little further, then feel free to bend the knees, creep the heel in, open the quad a little. And if you're nice and steady, you want to bring the hand to the heart and go ahead. Good. Revolving the top hand down, unbinding. Stabilize the pelvis and coming into the standing split. So hands walk back, shoot the right leg up to the sky. Good. And as you exhale, bring the foot down. So the feet are side by side, in case you've got more than one foot up in the air, anybody. Okay, as you inhale, look forwards and lengthen the spine. As you exhale, fold and bow. Inhale, looking forwards, lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold and bow. Root and ground now. As you inhale, we're going to come all the way up to standing, up to Tadasana, arms out wide, reach to the sky. Hands down in front of the heart space. Great, we're going to make a little mudra now with the hands. We're going to make Supana mudra. My mind just went blank there for a second. Supana mudra, pouring out mudra. So cross your thumbs, index finger points forwards. Take the arms out ahead. As you inhale, keep the eyes steady on a point. Rise up onto the balls and toes of your feet. Take the arms up. Great. Be mindful of knees, people. We're going to come down into a full squat. So as you exhale, the arms come down to about shoulder height and just begin to sit down, staying on the toes, the balls of the feet. Woo! Synchronized, popping and cracking. Fantastic. Good. Now, the choice is yours here. You can stay here and just work with playing, strengthening the feet, so that you're drawing your thighs closer towards your belly as you dip your butt closer towards your heels. For those of us who like a little flying, we're going to have a little go at side crow. So we're going to take a little twist around towards our right side. Place the palms down. Hook your left elbow on the outside of the middle of the right thigh. And bend your left elbow so it kind of sticks into the side of the outer hip. Then you shift your weight forwards and fly. Good. Lovely. So just keep the navel engaged, keep looking forwards, keep the chest moving forwards. Great. Well done. Coming back, just as though nothing had happened, back to the middle. Well, you were there in spirit, even if you didn't fly completely. Let's take the hands out. Good. And we're going to press down into the toes. And as we inhale, we're going to stay on the tippy toes. Come all the way up. Stay on the tippy toes. Good. And let's exhale, bring the hands back down, heels touch down. Great. I'm going to do that again on the other side. So as we inhale, taking the hands forwards, rising, balls of the feet. Sorry. And as you exhale, gently lowering into your squat as far down as feels good for you. And if it's not good to go all the way down, you can just play with pulsing between that and Tadasana. Again, feel free to stay here, just playing with your balance, your core stability. If you want a little flying lesson, begin to twist around to your left. Hook the elbows. Take yourself forwards. And if you're steady, oops, you can spread out your legs. Good. Well done. Bringing yourself back to center. Hands in Supana Mudra. Really root your big toes. Draw your belly back in. Take an in-breath. And rise, tippy toes. And exhale. Let's bring the hands down, lower the heels. Good. Separate the feet out. We're not quite done with our flying. Take the feet out a little bit wider than hips distance. Make sure you're not right at the end of your mat. You want a bit of space in front of you. Take the arms out. We're going to go down into a full yogic squat now to Malasana. So again, if knees are sensitive, you might just want to pulse in and out of Asvatasana, maybe taking the hands up and exhale and coming down so that you're strengthening around the knees but not putting any pressure on them. So Asvatasana option, as I've just shown you, if that's better for you. Otherwise, feet are wider than hips distance, toes slightly turned out. Take an in-breath, bring the arms up. Keep the whole feet grounded this time. And as we exhale, we're going to lower all the way down. So if your heels are coming off the floor, take a little blanket or bolster to roll your mat up underneath the back of your heels. Keep the tail drawing in. And you can play here, swaying a little in your Malasana if you want to. If you want to move into Bakasana, then feel free to place the palms down, really root and ground. Shift your weight forward so that you come onto the balls of the feet and just turn your toes forwards to the front of the mat so that your inner knees are kind of really up by your armpits and they're squeezing. Shift your weight forwards. Squeeze the legs. Squeeze the heels towards the butt. Big toes touch. Round the back just like you would for cat-cow. Squeeze the navel in. Good. Take an in-breath as you exhale. Gently touch down. And we're all going to step back into downward facing dog. So from there, just taking a step back. Have a little pedal out. Oops. Great. Feet together on the midline of the mat, please, everyone. As you inhale, you're going to take your right leg up to the sky. You're going to squeeze your right heel towards your right butt and then drop the heel down towards the outer left hip. So the knee, the right knee kind of cocks out to the side like a peeing dog. That's great. As you do that, let's try to keep the shoulders nice and square. So this rotation is just happening in the pelvis. Lovely. So shoulders nice and square to the top of your mat. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, square up the hips again and step the right foot between the hands. Lower the back knee down. Extra padding underneath that back knee if you need it. So a couple of choices here as we go into a bit of a hip opener. You can just take the right hand on the inside of the right foot and be on tented fingers, flat palms, forearms, but really try to keep that knee hugging back in towards the shoulder. It'll want to go that way away from you, but try to keep it hugging in. For those of us who perhaps want to not only get some movement in the hip, but maybe in the front quad as well, we can take the left hand out just off the edge of the mat and place the right hand on top of the right knee. Squeeze the left heel in towards your butt, rotate the heart space towards the right knee. Then you can take your right hand back towards the left foot or ankle, kick the heel away from you. And if that's not enough, if you want even more, then bring your left forearm onto the floor so you take hold of the right ankle with the left hand. And then you're rolling the right shoulder back, opening the heart to the sky, smiling up at the sky. And even though your quads may be talking or your hips are talking to you now, remember your intention. Your practice is not all about you tonight, so just take some nice, full, deep breaths. Enjoy the space where you are. Enjoy the stability that you found. And breathe that stability out to the universe. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, try not to just ping the back foot. Just let it go mindfully. Unravel yourself from that hip opener. And here's where we've got a little groovy move tonight. So I'm going to show you where we're heading, and then you can focus on keeping your stability as you do it, okay? So we're going to tuck the back toes under, and I'm going to lift the back knee into a kind of lunge. And then I begin to swivel the back heel in as I walk myself back, straightening my right leg. So I'm bringing my groin right over my left heel. I'm on the ball of my left foot, my knee out to the side. So it's kind of like a kind of half squatty, lungy kind of a thing. That's the technical Sanskrit name for it. I have no idea what it's called. Okay. Yeah, squatty, lungy thing. Yeah, I just made it up. Okay. Let's take the right hand back behind us. Now, just be mindful here. You're going to sit straight down onto your right buttock. Okay, good. Okay, well, I'll just take my wires out of the way. Okay, so we're going to begin to revolve the torso around towards the right toe. So the hands can stabilize you, so either side of that leg. That might be enough of a hippie forward bendy kind of thing for you. If, however, you want to add a little bit of a twist, we're going to take our left arm around the front of the left, like on the inside of the thigh, and wrap it around and take the right hand back around and find your fingers. And if you can find your fingers, lift the heart space up a little bit more. Good. Keep the right leg nice and active, toes pointing back towards your face. Good. And let's release that kind of Marichi Asana variation. And we press ourselves forwards again into that squatty, lungy thing. Sorry? Well, I'm sure there mustn't be a technical term for this. I've never heard of one if it is, but it's just a nice transitiony thing to do. Okay, so we're going to transfer back into the lunge. So right knee bends, you shift the weight forwards, revolve onto the ball of the back foot, back to a lunge, lower the back knee down onto the floor. So we're going to bring the hands up onto the right knee now. And for some of us, we can just stabilize the pelvis, tail in,
towards pubic bone, pubic abdomen lifting. We can squeeze the back heel in, and we might be able to reach round with the left hand and find the toes or the ankle. Or for some of us, we might be able to squeeze that ankle into the elbow crease. Yeah. Good. Good, well done. Let's gently release. Bring the hands forward. Final little bit. We're going to toe heel that right foot across towards the left edge of your mat, bringing yourself down into pigeon pose. Great. So take a moment to just, again, stabilize the hips. So if you need a prop underneath that right hip, then wedge something in there. To begin with, let's tuck the back toes under and just press the back heel away. Nice preparation for the splits, this, to really open the front of the hip. And we are heading towards Hanumanasana shortly. So if you would like to just prepare the front of that hip flexor, then we just lower the back knee down, but don't just let the leg just kind of hang out back there. Keep it active, so really reach back through the second toe to the back edge of your mat. And then we're going to lift the heart space up, and as we exhale, let's just take a little wave forwards. And that might feel really nice as you inhale, just waving up and down. So feel free to take that option, like a little waving pigeon. Or if you can stand any more twisting tonight, we're going to do a little proud pigeon. So a little twisting kind of a thing with our pigeon pose tonight. So if you feel you want to keep waving up and down, or you want to rest all the way forwards, that's good. If you want to come into the proud pigeon, you're going to bring your left forearm down onto the floor, so it's kind of parallel with the front edge of your mat. You're going to take your right thumb into the right hip crease, kind of horseshoe it kind of in to the hip crease, press it down so that you can widen the right hip out to the right. You're going to spin your heart and your right shoulder towards the ceiling. This might be enough if you want to go a little bit deeper, bending the back knee, taking the left ankle with your right hand. And breathe. Good, well done. Let's release our waving or proud pigeon. Coming back around, back toes tuck under, place the hands, really root those Spider-Man hands down either side of that right leg. And we're just going to lift all the way back, shooting the right leg up to the sky in a three-legged dog. Squeeze right knee to navel and place the right foot between the hands. Anchor the back knee. Now your choice, you can just rock the hips back a little bit, but work towards straightening the front leg into Ardha Hanumanasana, or for those who want to go into full Hanumanasana, you can begin to slide yourself forwards and lower down. Good. Lovely. And even if, you know, you're just working towards it, that's great. Don't worry about not getting yourself all the way down. Great, let's gently release. Bend the knee. Place the hands. The body doesn't stir, that's it, great. Three-legged dog again, taking the right leg back. This time, give your leg a little shake out. A bit like the okey-cokey. Give your leg a good shake. Good. And then finding a four-legged dog again, placing the right foot on the floor. Great. Let's do all that again on the other side. Feet together on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Squeeze the heel into the butt, and we're going to take a little peeing dog, keeping the shoulders lovely and square, parallel to the top edge of your mat. Nice. Keep that right heel moving to the floor, everyone. Take an in-breath, square it up, and exhale, knee to navel, place the foot between the hands. So we're going to go take that little hip opener, so lower the back knee down, and bring the hand, the left hand on the inside of the left foot. That's the first stage, and developing that to any hip opener that's feeling good for you. So you might just lower down onto forearms. Or if you're taking that twisting variation, so you're getting the quad opener as well, just walk your right hand slightly off your mat so that you can place your left hand on top of your left knee. Twist a little to the left. And if you're wanting the quad opener, squeeze in the right ankle. Reach back. Find the ankle or the toes, and if you wanted that final stage, just bringing the forearm, right forearm, onto the mat, cupping a hold of your left ankle, and rolling the left side of your chest and left shoulder to the sky. You're tying yourself in knots back there, Barbara. Good, let's gently release, bringing the hands forwards, bringing yourself back up. We're going to head towards that half squatty lungy thing again. So back toes, tuck under, and we just begin to transfer the weight onto the back foot at the same time, spinning the heel in. So we're on the ball of the back foot, the right foot. So we're lowering the groin down kind of over the right heel. Take the left hand just behind you and rock back so that you sit down gracefully onto the floor. That's it. Good. Okay, lovely. So we revolve the chest around to the front of the mat again. Hands are stabilizing either side of that left thigh. No problem. So as long as you've got your left leg forwards. Anyway, we're all on the same page now. We're all on the same page, okay. So taking the right arm to the inside and wrapping it around, if that's appropriate for you, reaching your left hand around, finding your fingers, and sitting up. Great. Let's release that Marichyasana variation. Press yourself forwards again so you come onto the ball of the right foot. Begin to bend your left knee so that you transfer your weight back into a lunge over the left foot. Lower the right knee down onto your mat. We're coming up with hands on the front knee. So just preparing for that mermaid variation. This might be enough just to stay here and do a lunge. You might squeeze the right heel in and take a hold of the foot. You might be able to encourage it to move into the elbow crease, just keeping the heart and chest rotating to the front of your mat. Gently release, bring the hands forwards. And begin to creep that right foot towards left wrist and heel back towards the groin so you ease gently down into Raja Kapotasana, pigeon pose. And feeling free just to activate that back leg again with toes tucked under and push through the heel as the knee lifts. And then lowering knee, reaching through the second toe, that right foot so the leg stays engaged. And if a little waving, bowing pigeon is just up your street tonight, feel free just to pulse and wave with the breath. If a little more twisting is in order, lay your right forearm on the mat. Bring your left thumb into the left hip crease and begin to press it down and widen the left hip. Spin the heart and left shoulder around and up to the sky. Bend the back knee. Take hold of the ankle.
with the left hand and breathe. Let's gently unravel our waving pigeon or our proud pigeon. Back to center, right toes tuck, pressing back to three-legged dog. Extending that leg straight to the sky. Squeeze knee to navel and place the foot between the hands. Lower the back knee down and your choice either Ardha Hanumanasana, just straightening the front leg, or creeping that leg further forwards and sinking down into full Hanumanasana. Lovely. Keep the heart space moving forwards if you're in half Hanumanasana. Your ankle chain digging in. Right. Okay. So gently easing yourself back to a three-legged dog in your own time and giving that left leg a lovely little shake around the okie-cokie leg. Okay. Coming into downward facing dog. And shift your weight forwards to plank position. Take an in-breath and pull through your navel back to downward facing dog. Going to step your left foot halfway up your mat and slightly out to the left edge of your mat. You're going to revolve onto the baby toe side of your right foot as you spin on the ball of the left foot, turning the knee, the left knee that is, to the left. So all the weight is on the right hand. Reach your left hand up to the sky. Keep the right side waist lifting away strongly from the floor. Great. And ensuring that that left upper leg and shin are kind of 90 degrees. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bring yourself back around to downward facing dog. Stepping right foot, about a foot up your mat, and out to the right. Spin onto the baby toe side of your left foot, and take the weight onto your left hand. And then begin to reach your right hand up to the sky in a kind of half Vashistasana, a half side plank, lifting the left side waist away from the floor, reaching back with the top hand. Lovely. Take an in-breath as you exhale. Bring yourself back around, downward facing dog. Take an in-breath, pull through to plank position once again. And you can lower the knees if that's more appropriate for you, but as you exhale, lower down, hover in Chaturanga Dandasana if you'd like. Inhale, coming to your back bend. And exhale, pressing back to down dog. Taking an in-breath, and as you exhale, lower the knees down onto the mat. Crisscross the shins, rock yourself back onto your sitting bones. Draw the flesh back from underneath your sitting bones, taking the legs in front, resting on your heels. You can hold on to the backs of your shins or hold on to opposite wrists or forearms if you'd like, or you can just hug everything in nice and tight, either or. Draw the navel up, lift the heart. Lean back a little bit and find your steadiness onto your sitting bones. As you inhale, lift the heart and the gaze. Exhale, forehead towards the knees into a little cosmic egg. Inhale, lifting the heart. And exhale, curling to a little cosmic egg.
Inhale. And exhale. You can carry on with that if that's just as much as you feel like you can do tonight. If you want to open it out towards Navasana, and we did those lovely canoe boat things last week, so guess what? We're not doing them tonight. We're not doing them. Okay, good. But you can open to full Navasana if you want to. Good. No matter where you are in your boat pose, take a little twist towards your right, just with the arms and the torso. Good. Back to center. Breathe, everybody. Twist the other way. Good. Back to center. Take a little cosmic egg. Good. Draw it in. Let's place the soles of the feet down on the floor. We're going to come back down onto our backs now. So we're not going to come back up again before Shavasana. So if you want anything extra for Shavasana or an extra layer on now, then feel free to grab what you need. So it's in reaching distance, so you don't need to disturb yourself too much. And then I'd love for you to mindfully keep your knees bent and just roll your spine down onto the earth. So just rolling yourself down onto your back. So keeping the knees bent, now take your arms out to the sides. And you're gonna keep your right foot bent and your left leg outstretched to the front edge of your mat. Press into your right foot, lift the hips and shift them over to the right a little bit, and rotate them so that as you lower, you're more on the outside of the left hip. You can hook your right foot behind the back of the left leg or place the foot on top of the left leg, just as long as you're not pressing on the kneecap. Bring your left hand down towards your right knee. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, allow that right knee to move towards your left side, but do try to keep your right shoulder anchored, so that you're reaching out through your right fingers. For those who might want a little bit more action in the twisting department, you can begin to extend your right leg straight. So taking a little yogi toe lock with your left hand onto your right leg and extending your right leg straight. You can then bring your left heel up towards your bum, find your little yogi toe lock with your right fingers around your left big toe, and breathe as if anybody's looking like a pretzel. Okay, good, we're there, great, good. Try to keep the shoulders on the floor, the heart rolling up to the sky. Okay, good, everybody. Okay, let's gently release out of that little twist. Come back to center, shimmy the hips back into center. We're gonna twist the other way. So this time stretching your right leg out, bending your left knee, arms out to the side, press into the left foot, lift the hips a little, shift them over to the left, rotate to the outer right hip, press the foot on top of the right leg but not on the kneecap, or hook the foot and begin to send that knee out towards your right side. Then if you want to go deeper, and there's no need to really, it's just kind of icing on the cake, this twist is lovely as it is, but if you want to go a little bit deeper, you can reach that left big toe up towards your right hand and take a little yogi toe lock. And then for that additional little quad stretch, you can reach your right heel back towards your left fingers and take a little yogi toe lock there too. Good. Great, everybody. All right, lovely. Let's gently release, come back to center. And I'd love for you to find a little goddess pose. So just let you shimmy your hips back to the middle first, then let your knees butterfly open, soles the feet together. Take a big sigh. Great. And just breathing gently, and just to stabilize the lower back after all our twisting movements tonight. Keep the legs as they are, but just bring the kind of baby toe side of bring the whole of each foot towards you, but keep the feet together. And just take your hands around the baby toe side of that foot, so you're still letting your knees just flare out like a butterfly, but you're bringing your toes towards your face kind of thing. That's it. So a little kind of supine baddha konasana almost. Good. And if you want to take a little sway gently across the back of the pelvis, feel free to just give it a little rock and roll. And then for the last pose, completely dependent on what you feel you're needing. If you need to move into more of a forward bend, like happy baby pose, then take that. If you want to feel like you need to stretch the spine out a little bit more, hug in tight in a little apanasana, like a little tight little ball. If you feel like you need to do anything else at all, then feel free to take whatever your body is calling for. And then when you feel as though you've done all that you need to do, you can begin to let yourself settle. If that means making yourself warmer with an additional blanket or a pair of socks, whatever you need, just bringing that towards you now. Throwing it over you or layering up. And then allowing yourself to find some stillness. Whether that's with bent knees or straight legs. If knees are bent, walk the feet out to the edges of your mat and just drop the knees inward so that your tailbone and your sacral area can just really surrender into the support of the earth. If your legs are extending out ahead, then taking the heels out to the front edges of your mat. So the feet are wider than hips distance. Roll the backs of your hands onto the earth. Rolling the thumb side of the hand a little more towards the earth than the little finger side of the hand. So you can still enjoy that openness and space across the heart and collarbones. And at the top of our class, we began with Viloma Pranayama. And I'd love for you just to take 3 more rounds in your own time. Taking that 3-part inhalation with a little hover in between each section. And then allow yourself to sigh and trickle the out-breath out. Each out-breath encouraging the body to surrender to stillness. Feeling yourself melting into the support of the earth. Feeling the neutral curvature of your spine.
feeling the whole body being enveloped into the earth, just as though you were sinking into a very deep feathery duvet. Once your rounds of Valoma are complete, just allow your breath to find a natural, easy rhythm. And allow yourself to settle into your quintessential nature. Calmness, peacefulness, steadiness. Let go and surrender. Bringing awareness back to your breath. Feeling the clothing against your skin. The back body against the earth. Becoming aware of sounds outside the room. And guiding your awareness and your radar hearing back into the room. Becoming aware of your breath and aware of other people around you. And as you bring your awareness inwards once again, noticing how settled the body and mind have become. How you can barely notice your breath. How spacious the body and mind feel. And that sense of stability through the whole body. As you begin to deepen your breath, not disturbing that stability too much, but just making soft, gentle movements to awaken. Beginning to sigh and yawn, stretch, move in any way that feels good for you. And when you feel ready to bend your knees, roll yourself over to your right side, reaching your right arm back so that your head's supported by the right upper arm as you roll over there. Just taking a couple of breaths here in that transition. And then you can press the floor away and bring yourself upwards to find a comfortable seated position, keeping the eyes closed. And let's bring the hands together in front of the heart space.
And at the beginning of our practice, we made a dedication. We set our intention to be that every breath, every movement was manifesting strength and stability that we were offering out to another. So just allowing our final offering to be three heartfelt, joyous Aums going out into the universe to be received by that person in need. So we'll take a full breath in and exhale the pranava Om together three times, breathing in. Forwards, to send our praise, thanks, and gratitude to the universe.